Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. And now, an awesome message from Pastor Evans on the End Times.
It's always good to be together with all my minister friends here, and we have a meal, and then we pray, and then we come and worship, and then we share whatever God lays on our heart. It's always a joyous time. And I want to tell you something that we don't normally tell you, but today is September the 20th, because I don't know when you're going to be hearing this, but I want you to know what date I told you this on. How about that? Now, I'm looking in the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation. I'm thinking about all the things that are taking place right now all over the world. And it's exciting. And if you don't know what's going on, we're moving towards one world government.
That's right.
Right now, our Uncle Sam owns about everything. And you and I are $8,500 more in debt without even signing our signature. And it could go up higher than that. And I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Revelation, the sixth chapter. And I want you to listen careful and see if you can notice what's going on right now. And if you can notice what's going on right now, you'll know what's going to happen next. Because it lays it out here for us. And it says right here, starting with verse 1. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a loud voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow and a crown, and was given to him, and he went out and conquering and to conquer. And we know, we've talked to you this before, that this is not Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yeah? This is the falling away. This is the false prophet. This is the devil. This is the Antichrist. And you and I both know, and if you didn't know before, you do know now. We told you before, you might not have believed us, but we can see that falling away.
Amen.
We can see the false churches. We can see the false things that have happened. So we can conclude, it seems like this has been fulfilled. I mean, it's going to continue. It's not going to stop, but it is being fulfilled right now. And then he goes on in verse 3, he talks about the second seal. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on him to take the peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Now we're seeing that right now.
That's right.
I mean, matter of fact, it's getting really jittery out there to those that don't know what's going on. They see Russia ready to move. They see Iran ready to move. Venezuela ready to move. Pakistan ready to move. All against us. They don't like us. They hate us. And we can see with the fighting that's already going on, blood is being shed. Matter of fact, today, before I come, I had the news on, and some terrorists blew up a big hotel in Pakistan. There was a natural gas line there, and that also exploded, set the whole building on fire. Over 300 people normally live in it, and they don't know how many people are dead. I mean, it just burned the whole building up. We're seeing this. It's going to continue, but we're seeing this. All right, let's continue. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a penny, and three quarts of barley for a penny. And do not harm the oil and the wine." I believe we're seeing this also. Matter of fact, with them wanting to become free of all the dependence upon foreign oil, our wheat crops aren't growing no more. People are growing corn instead in order to make fuel oil. I mean, the shortages that have been before are very small in comparison to the shortage we're going to see now. And with this bailout that we just seen, grocery prices are going to go sky high. Now they tell me that that word penny there in the original means a whole week's salary. Even if it was one day's salary, that's a lot. If you had to pay one day's salary for a loaf of bread, that's a lot of money.
Right.
And if it's a week, wow. We're seeing these things take place.
That's right. Amen.
Well, if we're seeing them take place, what comes after that? Because I believe we're there right now. And these first three seals are going to continue on. But let's take a look at the fourth. What comes next? I mean, what can we expect? When I opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death. And Hades followed with him. And power is given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. I believe that's next.
Okay.
Russia is starting to move. Ezekiel 38:39. It hasn't been fulfilled, but we're seeing it.
That's right.
I mean, her nuclear subs, she's furnishing missiles to two countries right now that hate us. She's furnishing airplanes to them, weapons. She told Iran she'd back Iran up, that Iran should go ahead with her nuclear power.
That's right. Yeah.
We'll back you up. And China said, yeah, we will too. Oh, boy. Wow. And we're trying to get out of wars. And I believe we should get out of wars. But I also see what the Bible says. And if this is so, how safe are we here in America? Well, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, you're safe.
That's right.
If you don't know Jesus Christ, then you're not going to be able to be warned in what's happening. You realize that New York City almost went down this week. I mean, with these giants that went down, I mean, they said, we won't know, and we live here in New York State, what a disaster this was until later, because these are all the money giants in New York City. The big money giants, big buildings. They said 40,000 people in New York City, 40,000 people will be laid off. Wow. We're seeing some things. They're saying they're not going to rebuild the houses in Texas that they believe are on the beach. There's a law in Texas that says they don't have to. So here's some more people. I realize it was foolishness to build there. They shouldn't have built there. I can understand that. But here they're going to lose all this money now. The insurance company's not going to pay them. They're going to say, uh-oh, you knew you shouldn't have built here. And I don't think the government's got money to buy them out. So these people are out of luck. And on top of that, we see war. Yes, they had. It's not a Republican thing.
That's right.
It's not a Democratic thing.
That's right.
Because both parties want one world government.
Yeah.
And with this buyout, we're seeing one world government.
That's right.
They've got a new driver's license here in New York State. It's thicker. It's going to cost us $80. It's loaded with the chips. That they can tell where we are, whether we want to cross the border. This is just to leave our country. And you know, they said that troops are moving into Mexico. Did you hear that? I knew there'd been a lot of them down there before. Now they're moving some more in. Matter of fact, Russia's going to help Cuba. What kind of help are they going to give Cuba? I mean, what are these countries planning on doing? Now, this doesn't frighten me. It may frighten you. Because I know that Jesus is coming back for his church. But if truly we've seen these other seals and these other horses, then this is where we are. You say, are you sure? Well, let's take a look at the next one. I mean, we've got to be sure here. Seal 6. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake. Hello? Is that what Jesus said? There was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. Remember we talked about the blood moon? We shared those things with you.
This is Brother Johnson. If you'd like to listen to the Blood Moon message that Brother Evans spoke about, go to my website, or his website. That's www.neaiga.org or www.reigning1.org and listen, continuing Pastor Evans' message.
And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. That sounds like a tectonic war to me. I don't know about you. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of the wrath has come. Who is able to stand? Now that tells me that after all these things happen, we're going to see the wrath of God. We're going to see that earthquake that they've talked about. I wouldn't want to be here during that time. If we think what we're seeing now and are yet going to see is bad, what is it going to be like after that? I wouldn't want to be around. I mean, it's bad enough now. And yet we know this is going to get worse. This is not over. They don't even know what's going to happen. They realize it's a $1 trillion bailout. And yet there's Washington Mutual. You know, there's four of them, I believe. They don't merge together. Somebody's going to have to bail them out because they're belly up. This is what your credit cards did for you.
That's right.
This is mismanagement. You know, they knew this. They knew this for a long time. John McCain warned them in 2002 this was going to happen. Other people warned them that far back. This is going to happen. But the rich cats, you know, they stuff the money in their pockets. They get richer and richer. I mean, how would you like that? You get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, and they give you $100 million and you retire. One of the other guys got his hand caught in the cookie jar. He got $212 million and quit. I mean, don't have to worry. They can live the rest of their lives while you and I are trying to take care of our family, keep our heads up, pay all of our bills. Things are happening out there right now very fast. That's why I give you this date. I want you to know when this is shared with you. This is shared even before Monday. We haven't heard what they're going to do on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday yet. We don't know. But as I read my Bible, I can see this. I believe we've seen the first seal, and it's still going on. I believe we've seen the second seal, and it's still going on. I believe we're seeing the third seal and the fourth seal. Wow. Doesn't that tell you that Jesus is coming soon?
Amen.
I'll tell you, you should be getting your life ready. If you don't know Jesus Christ, don't put it off. If you think this is all fantasy, it's not fantasy. I mean, they're mocking at religion more in this election year than we've ever seen it. Huh? They just want to make fun of it. Yeah, they want to make fun of people because they don't believe in killing babies. They think we should kill a baby, then we'd be on their side. Well, I don't believe in killing, do you? Thou shalt not kill. Why would I want to kill a little baby? And racism, oh man, are we ever seeing racism? I won't tell you who he is, but his name starts with an O. He's trying to get all the Spanish people, all the Mexicans, mad enough to kill the white people. That's sad. And they already hate the African American. And somebody's trying to stir up trouble here in our own country. We can see blood flowing in our own country. We can see wars here before we see that 24-hour period when we get that big attack that the Bible says we're going to get. We're getting that close.
That's right. I agree.
We need to pray. We need to seek God. Don't look for this to turn around. If there's any turnaround, it's only going to be for a short time. Did you hear that? Only a short time. I believe God's trying to put our Esther in office right now to give us, the church, the Christians, a little freedom even though bad things will be taking place all over the world, for protection for us. Glory, she don't know it. She don't act like she knows her Bible that good. Maybe she does.
She really doesn't.
But I'll tell you, friends, when we look at our Bible, we see the things that are happening. We're not scared. We're not frightened. They won't stop our mouths. We'll keep warning you. We'll keep telling you the truth. We'll keep telling you what's taking place. That you can prepare your family. That you can get your friends and relatives safe in the kingdom. I'm not asking you what church you go to. Do you know Jesus Christ? That's the important thing. Have you asked God to forgive you of your sin? Have you asked Jesus in your heart? I mean, we're winding down here. The lease on earth is running out. Some people mock and laugh at global warming, and yet it's much faster than they think it is. Much faster. Much faster. I mean, here we had the hurricanes, and they didn't really hurt anything about the oil. And then the price on oil went down overseas, went right down there to $95 a barrel. I realize it's gone back up. But you know what didn't go down? The price of gas at the pumps. It went up. Here, ours jumped up at least 20 cents or more. And it may have gone up since I was the last time at the gas station. And they don't understand why. I can. Somebody's stuffing their pockets.
That's right, brother. Amen.
And we're the ones that get all the pressure on it. We've got to take care of the bills. We've got to bail out the whole country now, they think. And we can't do it. Somebody said that somebody wrote down 1,000,000 zeros on some paper. They started writing one zero after another zero until they got 1,000,000 zeros. And they were amazed at how large a piece of paper it took to put all those little zeros down. Well, guess what? We're at 1,000,000,000,000 now. That's a lot more than 1,000,000,000. So where are we going to get all this money to pay off the trillions? Friends, read your Bible. God told us the signs. We're seeing the signs.
Amen.
The end is coming soon.
That's right.
Get ready. Get ready. Jesus Christ is coming back for His church.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And thank you for listening, our friends. It's always a pleasure to have you with us with these messages. Now, if you would like to support more of these messages going out into the whole world, please write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. Please know, we will only buy radio time with what you give. No one at Signs is paid anything for these messages or anything else. God bless you, my friends. Maranatha. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends.